It's Friday, June 2nd, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. MSPs anticipate 33% revenue growth in 2023 amid some challenges, per a Barracuda report. The U.S. job market soars as the tech sector salary trends vary. And AI's role in code generation sparks excitement and concern among IT leaders. This is the Business of Tech. Barracuda released their The Evolving Landscape of the MSP Business Report. I've pulled some highlights. MSPs expect to maintain their average revenue growth trend of 33% in 2023. To fuel the expected growth this year, almost all of the respondents' organizations at 85% plan to add anywhere from 1 to 8 services to reach their growth targets. Specifically, a third of respondents plan to add 4 to 5 new services in 2023. More than 8 in 10 at 83% agree that the global economic situation somewhat hindered their organization's growth aspirations last year. Despite the sudden increase in working from home to help combat the pandemic 3 years ago, the demands of customers' remote and hybrid working practices are still causing problems for a significant proportion of MSPs. This proportion has increased from 38% in 2022 to 46% in 2023, and the report suggests this is not a challenge that will soon disappear. Furthermore, nearly half of 47% of respondents wish their organization had more access to support for hybrid and remote working best practice guidelines. This shows that even within MSPs themselves, hybrid working is proving to be a challenge. Almost equally reported as a challenge is the heightened competition in the MSP market at 44%, up from 34% in 2022. This is potentially a reflection of market expansion as MSPs seek to diversify the industries they provide managed services for to power continuous growth. Why do we care? MSPs waiting for someone to give them the working best practice guidelines will wither on the vine. They are order takers, not solution providers. MSPs who are developing those best practice guidelines are going to win in the long run. Your job as a solution provider is right there in the title, to provide the solution. The information is out there. Your job is to synthesize, combine, and deliver it to customers. The report is right to suggest this may go on for a while. The report is missing the more significant point. That's the work the MSP should be doing. ADP released their new employment data. May saw an employment change upward of 278,000 jobs and a 6.5% median change in pay for job stayers. And the new April data for the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey saw the quits rate falling by 2.4% in April, a bit higher than the February 2020 quits rate. And also, demand for workers still is far above pre-pandemic levels, with more vacancies in April than in March. There are 1.8 open jobs for every unemployed worker. And some data contrasting what I reported earlier in the week. Aspire says in its 2022-2023 salary guide, looking into digital, media, marketing, sales, research, and technology job vacancies on its platform, and found that year on year from April 2022 to April 2023, many roles have seen salaries increase by 30%. Why do we care? Don't be inclined to think the data conflicts. Earlier this week, the data focused on several technology companies that have scaled back where salaries have decreased. That's also true, and they're also huge, mostly Silicon Valley type companies. Here, the data is a broader swath of the tech market. The lesson? There is a point of too much, and those companies in the Valley found it. They also had to pull back on their staffing because they grew too fast. That said, the conditions around them remain tight. Don't be distracted by their aggressiveness. Let's go into the weekend with a piece from the Wall Street Journal, titled, AI is writing code now for companies that is good and bad. Quote, IT leaders at United Airlines, Johnson & Johnson, Visa, Cardinal Health, Goldman Sachs, and other companies say they are excited about generative AI's potential to automate certain parts of the code writing process and expect it to result in significant productivity gains. However, some IT executives say that lowering the barrier for code creation could also result in growing levels of complexity, technical debt, and confusion as they try to manage a ballooning pile of software. Technical debt is a broad term describing the expected future costs for applying quick fix solutions. And this portion, quote, I think it makes the CIO's task a lot more complex, even as it makes the programmer's task easier, said Vivek Jetley, Executive Vice President and Head of Analytics at EXL, a data analytics and digital operations and solutions company. These tools have the capacity to democratize code writing, meaning more and more employees could start writing code for several new use cases. As the amount of code explodes, the CIO will need to work to control and govern that code and prioritize what to keep, what to junk, and how to run the system, he said. There's going to be more confusion for sure, said Jetley. Why do we care? It's good news, everyone. The complexity increases and the confusion is ideal for the service provider business. Lean into understanding AI impact, as that confusion is ripe to be solved for customers. The risk isn't that AI will replace your job. Instead, the job will be replaced by someone who understands AI. QuoteWorks, the leading solution to create professional branded quotes and proposals in just minutes. With over 55 integrations across PSAs, distributors, accounting, and more, QuoteWorks has more integrations than any other quoting solution for VARs and MSPs. And best of all, genuine people. They're there for you. No need to create tickets. Instead, people on the other end of a call. Want to try it for free and find out how to start saving time creating quotes? Visit QuoteWorks.com/MSP Radio. Thanks for listening. Today, National Donut Day. Donuts. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend, and I will be back again on Monday. Talk to you then. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.